Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Kiki Strickland, your matchmaker and dating coach, helping you find the love you've always dreamed of. Thank you for joining us on the show, Stand By Your Man or Not. This has really come out of a few of my previous shows. We did one about bad boys, and we did one about ex-cons and arrest records. And I realized that this is a topic, standing by your man or not, was something that needed to be discussed. The whole thing with Phaedra Parks and her soon-to-be ex-husband, Apollo, possibly, from the Housewives of Atlanta. The whole situation with them has gotten people talking about whether or not you should stand by your man when the going gets rough. So that's what we will be continuing to talk about today. There's so much to cover under this topic, however. I think it may be two parts. This will be part one. When do you stay and when do you leave? And as I started doing my research, I found so many different couples to talk about for this segment. Some stayed, some did not stay. So we'll talk about that. But first I want to tell you all wonderful ladies about our trip to Paris in 2015. We will be going in April. The dates are being announced now. We're having a meeting tomorrow, so after tomorrow, I will be able to announce everything. You can go to my website at kikistrickland.com to find out more about Divas in Paris in 2016 if you are interested in going with us. Paris has always been on my list, and I have never been, so I am so excited about finally going and going with a group of dynamic women. I could have made it a trip for just me and my husband, but actually I think it will be nicer for the group of ladies to go and to really bond and share, run around the city. We're going to do the Black Paris tour and a couple of other excursions. So if this sounds like something you want to do, then definitely plan to join us and visit my website and check out the deposit requirements. And sign up to come with us. Everyone is welcome if you are a female. Oh, ladies, I also want you to check out my website for a few other events I have going on. I have the Good Girl's Guide to Finding Your Sexy, and that's about finding your confidence in your sexuality and your sensuality and realizing that you are a sexy woman. You might have been the good girl all of your life. You might have repressed your sexual side, but when you get married, then you are supposed to bring that out. And just in case you don't know how to do it, I'm going to help you to tap in, to learn how to tap into that more sensual sexual side of yourself. So join us for that one. And then we're also having the Art of Flirting. Yes, we have our flirt nights where we go out and practice being approachable and making eye contact and meeting new men. But some of you are not ready to do that. Some of you need more classroom instruction. So the Art of Flirting seminar will be held at my office on K Street. And we will talk about flirting tips and how to get more comfortable flirting and talking to men without having to practice it yet. So it'll be a discussion and it'll be a training class. So definitely sign up for that on my website as well. And then lastly, next month, I have a seminar on getting the ring. Most of you have the goal of getting married. So what if you are dating someone and you don't know how to make sure that it's going to lead to marriage? You want to know how to make sure that engagement is on the table and that it is coming. And I will talk with you about that and show you how to make sure that it happens. So All of these events are listed on my website at kikistrickland.com. And you also want to check out the Ebony article that I was in October of 2014 to learn more about me, my services, what I offer. And that's not on my website. However, you can go to ebony.com and look under dating and find that article there. It's called A Perfect Match. All right, so let's get into the topic. Stand by your man or not. When do you stay and when do you leave? And I want to cover a variety of issues because mainly we think about infidelity when we think about standing by our man. And we have plenty of examples of people who stayed and of people who left. And the main people that come to mind with infidelity issues that are in the public eye, Hillary Clinton, who is running for president now. She stood by Bill Clinton through all the scandals. And I'm not just talking about Monica Lewinsky. I'm talking about the scandals before Monica Lewinsky. Don't forget, there was Paula Jones and there was Jennifer Flowers and a couple of other ladies, even while he was governor. So before he took office as the president, there were some scandals and some infidelity, some blackmail going on and all of that. So she was well aware of her husband's past and the things that he did, and she stood by him through everything, and they are still together. So we'll talk about infidelity because there are several other instances. People don't always stay, and we'll talk about that. We're also going to talk about financial issues because what if it's not infidelity? What if he lost his job or made a bad investment and lost all of your money? Would you stay then, or would you feel like, nope, that's it, can't deal with poverty, so I'm out of here? And then what about illness and injury? You have a lot of pro athletes that get injured. They might have been set up for several million dollars over the course of several years, and now they're injured, and they're not going to get that money. So do the women stay with them? Or illness, what if he's diagnosed with a severe illness? Like cancer, or Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease. What if it's Parkinson's disease? What if it's MS or any of the major illnesses where there are no cures? What do you stay with the guy that you're dating if it turned out that he was diagnosed with something serious? Could you stand by him through that? What about PTSD? You have a lot of soldiers who come back from war, and they're not the same. They've changed mentally. They're not able to cope back here in a normal life. They are stressed out. They have nightmares. Would you be able to stand by your man? And, of course, there's the criminal and legal problems, which is what spurred this whole conversation, the whole Phaedra Parks thing with her husband going back to prison. He had already been in prison when she met him, and she thought he had changed, and now there's new issues, and he's back in prison, and she doesn't appear to be standing by him. Now, I have to say that we don't really know what's happening behind the scenes, but we do know what is shown on the show, Real Housewives of Atlanta. So, for what we're seeing through that, it does look like she doesn't plan to stand by him, that she's going to divorce him, and that she was not there for him throughout the trial and throughout all that he went through. So this is what we will be talking about today. Stand by your man or not. Every man wants a ride or die chick, as they call them. Ride or die chick. But does he deserve a ride or die chick? And would he actually stand by her? We're going to talk about that as well. Do men stand by women through all of these issues? So the first thing I want to say is that the Urban Dictionary describes a ride or die chick, because maybe some of you have not heard that term before. A ride or die chick, this says in Urban Dictionary, refers to someone, normally a woman, who is down for everything and anything. Basically, she's down for both the good and the bad with her man. And it gives an example of the phrase, Christina is my ride or die chick for life. So a man is pretty confident that his ride or die chick is going to be by his side no matter what. He might get into fights, he might have some kind of troubles, but he knows that she's always going to be there to hold him up. All right, the second definition says, a female who is willing to stick with you even if death is the ultimate fate. Now, this is interesting because I didn't really know this until I saw this in the Urban Dictionary under this definition. As an example, it says, a historic example of a ride-or-die chick is Eva Braun, because she was willing to commit suicide with her boyfriend Adolf Hitler. It says, if that isn't ride or die, I don't know what is. So apparently, and you can look this up if you really want to find out the historical background, but Eva Braun was a young woman who fell in love with Adolf Hitler and was in his life. It wasn't publicly known that she was his woman, and in fact, they didn't get married until the very end of all of his troubles, right before he had to be whisked away into hiding, before he was killed. And they apparently, the word out there is that the two of them committed suicide right after they got married while he was in hiding. So the war was over. They had lost. He was about to be captured, and they decided to do their vows and to die together. Yeah, interesting story. I didn't know anything about Hitler's private life or personal life. We have several, like I said, this is going to probably be two parts because there's so many couples I want to talk about as far as do you stay or do you go? Do you stand by your man or not? I already mentioned Hillary Clinton. I want to talk a little bit about Elliot Spitzer's wife. I want to talk about Bill Cosby and the situation that's going on right now with him and his wife, Camille. Michael J. Fox, I already mentioned, in his Parkinson's disease. And he's really come through. I know he's still acting and on shows today. So he's still doing well. But there was probably a time when he first found out and was going through the beginning stages that things might have been rough for him and his wife, who's also an actress. And they had to learn how to deal with the illness and how to get by. And he might have had to resign from some of the shows or movies that he was going to do. So times might have gotten financially hard. We don't know. But I do believe that they are still together. And I forget her name right there, but I do remember that they met on the set of, Family Ties. We're going to talk about Magic Johnson and the fact that he discovered he had HIV while he was a professional ball player on top of the world. And I talked about this on a previous show, and I did mention that I wanted to go more in depth into their situation, but I never did. So this is finally the time that I'm going to be able to cover Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union's situation. I know a lot of people had opinions about that, and I never really talked about that, but we will today. Christopher Reeve, who played Superman and who was a very well-known actor in his day, was paralyzed from the neck down during a horseback riding incident or a competition. He was actually in some type of equestrian tournament, I believe, and actually became paralyzed. His wife stayed with him through that. We'll also talk about people like Robin Givens and Mike Tyson, Tiger and his wife, who did not stay, Elizabeth Edwards and John Edwards. And like I said, we might not have examples of this next category like we do infidelity and some illnesses, but what about financial things? I know a lot of women, when you come and talk to me about what you're looking for in a mate and in a husband, financial stability is one of the main things that you want him to have. You want him to be financially responsible, and you want him to have a good amount of money, especially if you have your own money, you have a good amount, so you want him to come to the table with the same. But what if he lost everything and you have to be the breadwinner? Would you stay through a relationship like that, where it turns out you are the head of the household in terms of finances, or you are the provider? I know some of you are like, no, there's no way I would stay if I had to be the provider in the relationship. That's just against everything I believe in. I don't believe in supporting the man. But others of you may recognize that things happen. One of you might have to do things that they hadn't planned on doing. There are situations where the man becomes the Mr. Mom and takes care of the kids while the woman goes out and earns the money. You two have to work that out amongst yourselves and figure out what's going to work for your family. So I would say don't automatically think that it can't work if something financial happens. There are layoffs, there are firings that happen. He might be an entrepreneur and his business might fail. People make investments in things and they don't always work out. So you have to take these things into account, that something could possibly happen. And how are you going to deal with it? Are you really going to be able to stay in the relationship? And I deal with singles, so I'm mainly talking about dating relationships. But I also know there are some ladies on this call and listening to this show who are married, and you also might want to know how to deal with things. So we will continue to talk about this. And then there's, again, the prison and criminal activity that your man may become involved in, or maybe he did something and you didn't know about it and it comes out later, or maybe it's going to be down the line in the future. He might do something that's considered illegal, and what if he gets arrested and is put in jail and you're already his wife? Will you stand by him? I want to talk about Mandela and Winnie and how their situation, I didn't even know this until I started doing all this research, because really what I was looking up was how Winnie stood by Mandela while he was in prison. And what I found out was really a shocking scandal that I didn't know the details of. So, you know, Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for 27 years. And he was an activist, and what we would call a civil rights activist, but in South Africa. And he was convicted, he and eight other African National Congress leaders were convicted of sabotage and conspiracy to overthrow the government. They were sentenced to life in jail in 1964. Most of us weren't even born then, but he was sentenced to life way back then. And he was trying to end apartheid and trying to do all these great things. And you would think, of course, Winnie would stand by. Of course, his wife would stand by him through all of that. But you think about it again, though. If your husband or the man you were seeing was given life in prison and you didn't think he was going to get out, would you stand by him, or would you start thinking about yourself and how you're going to live for the rest of your life? And are you going to be able to function out here in society without a man? Some of you were thinking, oh, my goodness, how could I go without sex? Because all prison situations don't come with condo visits. So anyway, I didn't realize, I thought she stood by him. I didn't realize that things got a little crazy with them. And I saw the movie that Jennifer Hudson did as Winnie Mandela. So I did know a little bit about the scandals and some of the things that she was accused of, but apparently they divorced after he became president, But it had the breakup had really happened before then. And here's what Wikipedia had to say. The breakup of the Mandela marriage marks the end of one of the great partnerships in the history of liberation politics. During Mandela's years in prison, Mrs. Mandela served as her husband's surrogate, testifying to his continuing adherence to the struggle and campaigning for his release. She did so in the face of great pressure by the South African security forces. So this is saying that she was constantly trying to fight for his release and speaking on his behalf and all of that. And it says that Mandela was elected to president in 1994, and they divorced in 1996 for her infidelity. He actually ended up remarrying again in 1998, and it said in other articles that he and Winnie were friends later and were friends all the way up until his death, that she was visiting him in the hospital while he was sick before he died. But this is the story, and like I said, it's going to have to be part two because there's no way I can finish all of this. So stay tuned for the second part next week. But as far as Mandela and Winnie, he was married before and married Winnie in 1958. And very shortly after they got married, he had to go underground. And in 1962, he was put on trial. He would spend 27 years in prison, separated from Winnie and their two daughters. And he finally got out in 1990. And it says she was by his side when he got out. But the marriage was already dead by then, and it was widely reported that she was having an affair with her lawyer, or with a lawyer. I don't know if it was hers, but with a man who was a lawyer. And Mandela was very angry with her. She didn't even want the divorce, it seems, but he did not forgive her. So in a sense, he didn't stand by her. She was standing by him in some ways, but not always, apparently. And then when he found out that she was cheating on him while he was in prison, it sounds like he was through. She had done a few other scandalous things, but that wasn't the cause of their marriage, it seems. And she even went on to do great things. She became president of the African National Congress Women's League in 93. And in 94, she was elected to parliament. And she was re-elected to parliament in 1999, but she ended up resigning in 2003 because of another scandal. This time it was a financial scandal. So craziness going on there. And it seems like though they remained friends, they really didn't stand by each other like they could have. In fact, one article said the years of separation, in fact, this is from biography.com. It says, through a complex mix of domestic political maneuvering and international outrage, Nelson Mandela was freed in 1990 after 27 years of imprisonment. The years of separation and tremendous social turmoil had damaged the Mandela marriage, and the two separated in 1992. So the divorce wasn't final until years later, but it was pretty much over. It's really sad to hear that they divorced in 1996, but it says they really only spent a few years together. Mostly all of their marriage was spent with him in jail. Sad. So neither of them really stood by one another, but they were friends at the end. I just said all that to say this is how things can go, unfortunately. But not for you. Elliot Spitzer, you probably remember that prostitution scandal back in 2008. He was the New York governor. And it turned out that he was using an elite escort service. And he ended up having to resign as governor of New York. Wikipedia said that he had, it was reported, this was a big embarrassing scandal for not only Spitzer and his family, but for the state of New York. Spitzer reportedly had had at least seven liaisons with prostitutes and had paid up to $80,000 over a period of several years for these prostitutes from this one agency. And I think that it started when he was attorney general and then kept going when he was governor. And you know, the thing about that whole big scandal was that even one of the ladies, the prostitutes that he had seen, became well known. They were splashing her picture all over the news. Her MySpace page, because that's what we had back then in 08, had received nearly 12 million page views. And she was later offered $1 million to pose in Hustler. And she eventually did agree to pose for Playboy. So it was a big scandal. And can you imagine if you were his wife and all of this information has come out and you and your husband and his prostitutes are plastered all over the television and news every day? That would be a very hard thing to live through. Here's some of the headlines that were going on around that time. Governor Spitzer tied to prostitution ring. New York governor linked to high-end prostitution ring. 18 arrested in lucrative prostitution ring out of Staten Island. They even had some more specific articles. Details of how Elliot Spitzer told the prostitute to meet him in the Washington hotel room for a tryst. Now, you're his wife. What are you thinking with all of this? Terrible. And she, his wife, filled the wall. It said she had once bashed Hillary Rodham Clinton for staying with Bill after the Monica Lewinsky scandal. So she had had some things to say about Hillary. And then when this all happened to her, she stayed with him. She was standing right next to him as he was giving his press conferences and apologizing and resigning. And I know that there were many articles written about why would she stay? Should she stay or should she go? She was a very educated woman. In fact, she has a law degree from Harvard. And it turns out, I didn't know this at the time, but you might have known this, the CBS nighttime drama, The Good Wife, was actually inspired by her story. She had given up her career to support her husband's political ambitions because she was on the fast track to doing some great things herself. And she stayed with him through that, but there was another scandal in 2014 with another woman with Elliot, and she finally divorced him. So I just said all that to say sometimes they stay, and then something else happens. So we're gonna talk about how to know you should stay and what needs to be in place and all of that, but it will have to be for part two because I'm already out of time for part one. So definitely come back as we continue to talk about standing by your man or not. And don't forget to check out my website for other events and things coming up, like I mentioned in the beginning. And send me your questions and comments so that I can review them next week as we continue this topic on Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Happy dating.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.